If you've listened to our show, you probably already know by now. That there's a lot more to Korean culture than just K-pop. I'm Brian June. I'll be back right after this song.
Yeah. Let's go. Huh. Hey, let me show ya.
Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, and we just heard Gravity with Party Rock. That's right, there's so much more to Korean culture than just K-Pop, guys. And the 9th edition of K-Music Festival in London will show music lovers a world beyond K-Pop that gives a twist to traditional Korean music that encompasses new directions in sound from electronica, jazz, heavy rock to progressive post-rock. Now, the festival kicks off tomorrow, October 5th. In London for an 8-week run with a joint concert by Tatum and Remitus at the Barbican Center in London. Both groups feature Gayageum and Geomungo players, and this collaboration was created for the Yeorak Festival in Seoul this summer. Now, the quartet will perform new pieces that are written especially for the upcoming K-Music Festival. The festival will feature performances by popular Pansori performer Lee Jaram, who will make a return to London with The Old Man and the Sea, inspired by Ernest Hemingway's classic masterpiece. Meanwhile, Jambina's leader, Iru, will also collaborate with hardcore rock band Pak, representing Korean traditional music in a new and innovative way with a groundbreaking post-rock sound that combines folk, metal, jazz, and ambient electronic elements using a mix of traditional Korean and modern instruments. The final performance, which will take place on November 24th, will be performed by Pak Ji-ha, a multi-instrumentalist and a composer who employs a variety of traditional Korean music instruments, including piri, a double reed bamboo instrument, and saenghwang, a double reed mouth organ of 17 bamboo pipes, and yanggeum. Now, if you want more information about the K-Music Festival in London, you can visit the website kccuk.org.uk. And with that said, since we're talking about London, we have a great song called London by Baek Ye-rin.
Don't make much sense. Few things you are losing.
That was Baek Ye-rin with London, and we have a quick announcement on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You can check out our website for more details on how to tune in at world.kbs.co.kr, the KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces, or follow us on the gram at KBS K-Pop. Also, if you are in Malaysia and you guys are listening to Malaysia's Astro Radio, you guys can actually listen to KBS World Radio's K-Pop programs. You gotta download the Shook SYOK app and find the KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. And if you're listening via podcast, don't forget to rate us 5 stars so we have more listeners to tune in, listen, and learn about the latest in K-pop. And of course, keep on sending in your requests and your answers to our Y2C Weekly, of course. And now we have two great songs back to back. One of my favorite songs at the moment. We have Blackpink with Shut Down, and then we have 10 Centimeters with Just 10 Centimeters. 딱 10cm만. Would you like a coffee or a tea? Welcome back to our daily segment, Coffee or Tea. And today we're going to talk about something that everyone's been talking about this whole year. We're talking about Squid Game, which debuted on Netflix, and we can't stop talking about it. For one, the news keeps coming on. We just heard of lead actor Lee Jung-jae's historic Emmy win last month. He became the first Korean and first Asian actor to win Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series. Now we hear that actress Chung Ho-yeon, who made her acting debut through the series, has been chosen as one of the 100 rising leaders from around the world by U.S. magazine Time for this year. Launched in 2019, Time 100 Next is a youthful version of its more prominent Time 100 list and was created to spotlight 100 rising stars shaping the future of business, entertainment, sports, politics, science, health, and much more. Now the list has five categories: artists, phenoms, innovators, leaders, and advocates. Now, Jung was named in the phenoms category of the 2022 Time 100 Next list, which presents sensational rookies across diverse fields. Now, this year's list also included stars like an American actor, Sydney Sweeney, and Spanish tennis player, Carlos Alcaraz. Now, Jung was the only Korean actor named to this list. Squid Game director Hwang Dong-hyuk wrote about the breakout star in Time magazine, saying, "I often joke around and call her a warrior. There's no doubt that she has the skill and courage to fight her numerous battles, and I hope her acting career can become a true resting area, not her battleground." So what is a breakout star up to next? Her next projects will be Joe Talbot's sophomore feature, The Governesses, with Lily Rose Depp, and Alfonso Cuarón's upcoming thriller series, Disclaimer, which also stars Kate Blanchett. With that said, we have two great songs because we're talking about a warrior. We have Warrior by B.A.P., and after that, we have Game Night by PH1.
What is that?
Hey everybody, this is Eric Nam, and you're listening to K-Pop Connection.
It's time for In Case You Missed It. Like I said, it's time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. News number one, y'all. It's final, guys. All the GOD members will be coming together for a year-end concert. Now, it will be the first time in 4 years that all members will be participating in a concert. The band's last concert was back in 2018 in celebration of the upcoming 20th anniversary of its debut. Now, the concert will be held from December 9th to the 11th at the Olympic Gymnastics Arena located at Olympic Park in southern Seoul. The arena has a capacity to hold up to 15,000 spectators. GOD plans to showcase their many hit songs during the concert and look back on memories with fans and make new ones that evening. Now, GOD debuted in 1999 with its first album, Chapter One, and was beloved by domestic fans with hit songs such as To Mother, Love and Remember, and Sorrow. Consisting of five members, Park Jun-hyung, Yoon Ge-sang, Danny Yan, Son Ho-young, and Kim Tae-woo, they are also individually active as entertainers, solo singers, and actors. Moving on to news number two. For fans of Suzy wanting to hear her sing, we have great news. Singer-turned-actor Bae Suji will release her self-composed digital single, Cape, on Thursday, October 6th. Now, it will be the singer's first music since her digital single, Satellite, which was released in February. Now, the upcoming single is said to be a folk song with a dreamy, sentimental melody. Bae debuted in 2010 as a member of the girl group, I Miss This Group, Miss A, one of the notable second-generation groups in K-pop. She launched her acting career back in 2011 through the KBS series Dream High and has had a prolific filmography. She was last seen in the streaming television series Anna earlier this year. With that said, we have two great songs. We talked about G.O.D. and Suzy, so we got to do them justice. This is G.O.D. with Leave Him, 그 남자를 떠나! And then we have Psy, Celeb, with, of course, Suzy in the music video, y'all. 제발 그 남자를 떠나줘 네가 왜 그러고 살아 네가 얼마나 소중한데 그럴 바야 내게 와 네 모습을 한번
한번 봐봐 좀 대체 왜 그러고
You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. News number three. Great news for all you Stray Kid fans out there who have wanted to see them in concert. The group has added some new dates and locations to their second world tour. Boy band Stray Kids added new dates and locations to their second world tour, and Stray Kids' second world tour, Maniac, that's the title, the group's agency JYP Entertainment announced additional dates were added for the North American cities Atlanta and Fort Worth, while Jakarta, Bangkok, Singapore, Melbourne, and Sydney are also on the list. Now, the band's second world tour comes 2 years and 5 months after the group's first tour back in 2019. Meanwhile, Stray Kids will release a brand new album this month. It will be its seventh EP titled Maxident, and the release date has been confirmed for October 7th. Now, Stray Kids debuted back in 2018 and consists of 8 members. The band is known for their hits such as My Pace, God's Menu, and Back Door. All right, news number four. We're moving on with more news about Kim Sejeong of IOI and Goo Goo Dan fame will be holding her first Asian fan meeting next month. Now, the singer and actor will hold her first fan meet and greet in Asia, touring 3 different countries. 2022 Sejeong's Sejeong Diary will start in Jakarta, Indonesia on November 4th and proceed to Bangkok, Thailand on November 6th. Meanwhile, an additional date for Japan has been added on for November 11th. Kim began her career back in 2016 by competing on the K-pop survival show Produce 101. She ranked second overall and joined project group, girl group IOI later that year. After the year-long contract ended, she joined her second girl group called Goo Goo Dan until it disbanded back in 2020. Since then, she focused on acting in series like Uncanny Counter, which was in 2020 till 2021, and A Business Proposal, which came out this year. So we got to listen to 2 great songs. First one up is Stray Kids with Maniac, and then we have Kim Sejeong with Flower Road, 꽃길.
Let's go! 정상인 척 다들 힘 좀
빼. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. News number 5, moving on to our last story of the day. Taking a look at Korea's box office record for this weekend, Confidential Assignment 2 International, the action comedy sequel to the 2017 hit, became the third South Korean film to top 6 million tickets this year. The film, starring Hyun Bin and Yoo Hae-jin, reached over 6 million mark on Sunday, 26 days after its premiere. Wow. Now it joined the Roundup and Hansan Rising Dragon in the 6 million club among South Korean flicks of 2022. Confidential Assignment 2 also moved past Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness as the 4th most successful film in South Korea this year. The sequel film features a special trilateral investigative project of South Korea, North Korea, and the United States to catch a villainous criminal. Hyun made his return to the silver screen as the North Korean agent Lim Chul-young, who Yoo as South Korean detective Kang Jin-tae, and Daniel Henney's Jack, an FBI agent. The first installment of Confidential Assignment drew 7.8 million moviegoers. Amazing! With that said, we're going to wrap up this week's In Case You Missed It with 2 great songs. We have Yuna of 소녀시대 with When the Wind Blows, 바람이 불면, and then we have Hyunbin with The Man, 그 남자. Alrighty, we just heard Hyunbin with The Man, 그 남자, and few ways you can listen to our show. Pretty easy. KBS World Radio app. We have KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and Shortwave Radio. If you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and the gram at KBS K-pop, where you can send in your song requests and the answers to your Y2C question of the week. And guess what? You have a chance to win a prize. Now, our Y2C question of the week is, can you believe 2022 is almost coming to a close? We only have a few months to go until 2023. Let's plan ahead. What do you want for your B-Day? I know what I want for my birthday. I want world peace. Ha ha ha. Anyways, more details, the better. So please let us know. Also, we want your feedback on ways you listen to our show. Do you listen to us through shortwave radio, our apps, or through our other websites? We don't know. We want to know. So get at us. Do you face any problems trying to get into our show and listen to our show? Are you annoyed? I don't know. You got to let us know. Just give us all the feedback. And guess what? We might select a random person to get a prize. With that said, we're going to wrap up our show for today. And taking us out, we do have a great song by NCTU, Make-A-Wish Birthday Song. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may disconnect now.